Today was a constructive day from a north-south point of view, and it took cool heads and a certain level of calmness to get the outcome today that we were looking for. And that outcome has been the first and foremost in my mind, which is to keep the project live. And I'm delighted that there's going to be a high-powered appointment of two civil servants on both sides between Stormont and Dublin, and them meetings are going to occur within days rather than weeks to look at how we can move this project. Obviously, we've got three sections. We're not going to get the three sections completed in the time frame that we would have optimally would have liked to, but at the same time, we have to look at, you know, how we can, while we have agreement on keeping the project moving, what do we do? And obviously there will be recommendations coming from these meetings.
In terms of the commitment that was already standing there, which of course has slipped now, is Dublin committing any money to this project in that time frame now?
Well, the commitment from the Irish government has been put in stone today, and that is 50 million sterling in the 2012-2016 period. Now, what I would encourage all elements, not just at an Irish and Northern Ireland level, but even at an EU level, we should look at other possibilities of seeking funding, because this, now that this budget has started, that this envelope of money was never there in the first place. It has started, and if we can be creative in finding other monies for this fund, and I'm using my position as co-chair of the British Irish Parliamentary Assembly to do that. I've contacted the Taoiseach to put it on the agenda for the next British Irish Council meeting on the 27th of this month, and I think we have to look at alternative options available to us, and the key thing on any project, and we see it at a local level with the different roads at the local level in Donegal here, if we can get a project started, that is a key to delivering the long-term delivery of that project.